Modeling projections are showing an alarming spread of the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Simcoe Muskoka, which borders the North Bay Parry Sound Health Unit, continues to see high rates of COVID-19 and so is stepping up its vaccination efforts. As cases of Omicron increase, there is emerging evidence that while two doses provide some protection against infection and hospitalization, it is not as strong as for other variants, so there is an urgent need for booster doses for everyone who is eligible to receive one, particularly for the older population, says a news release. The health unit is stepping up its efforts to increase the level of vaccination amongst residents over the next few weeks, focusing on providing booster doses for eligible individuals, including those aged 50 years and older who received their second dose of COVID-19 vaccine at least 168 days ago, while maintaining access to the important first dose vaccination for 5 to 11-year-olds. To accomplish that, the health unit is significantly increasing the number of appointments at its community clinics and is collaborating closely with its various healthcare and pharmacy partners to greatly increase access to COVID-19 vaccines in many locations for eligible individuals. The health unit is also placing all non-COVID-19 related programs and services on hold so that staff can be redeployed to support the COVID-19 vaccination efforts, while maintaining basic COVID-19 case and contact management, outbreak management, enforcement, phone line, surveillance and communications response. The health unit is also preparing to implement further restrictions on the number of people who can gather as another strategy to reduce the spread of the virus, given that two-dose vaccination status cannot be relied upon for protection against the Omicron variant, explains the release. Unfortunately, the easing of provincial restrictions in October, allowing larger social gatherings and colder temperatures bringing people indoors, has led to more close contact interactions, which have contributed to the higher case counts and more hospitalizations locally, said Dr. Charles Gardner, SMDHU's Medical Officer of Health. I am particularly concerned about the high rates of COVID-19 transmission locally at the same time we are seeing the surge in cases across Ontario with the Omicron variant, for which a third dose of vaccination is required for protection. There are already great demands on our healthcare services in our community, and decisive action is needed now to prevent our situation from becoming dire. With cases of Omicron doubling every 3 days throughout the province and set to outpace the Delta variant, the effects of the virus are being felt throughout the healthcare system. With the recent rise in overall COVID-19 in our region, along with the rapidly emerging threat of the Omicron variant, we are concerned that access to necessary hospital services may be at risk, said Carmen Stumpo, president, Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, on behalf of the 6 hospitals in Simcoe Muskoka. Hospitals currently are still recovering from previous delays in accessing care, continue to support COVID-related supports like testing centers and vaccination clinics, and coping with staff shortages on a regular basis. Frontline and support staff in hospitals across the region have been stretched well beyond their usual capacity for an extended period of time. Any further increase in hospitalization associated with a COVID-19 surge will create significant capacity issues region-wide. To address the expected surge of Omicron cases and to protect public health and healthcare capacity, the health unit has prepared a new letter of instruction, LOI, and Section 22 order for all residents, employers, businesses, and organizations in Simcoe Muskoka that would reduce capacity limits for certain business types, including restaurants, bars, event spaces, and indoor sports and recreational fitness facilities. Private social gatherings would also be limited, as would capacity at weddings, funerals, and religious services. I intend to issue these local instructions and orders within this week if the provincial government does not announce broad province-wide restrictions and other public health measures to stem the rise of Omicron, stated Dr. Gardner. The instructions and orders would come into effect on Monday, December 20th. If we are to manage Omicron with any success, it will be critical that, along with these additional restrictions that reduce physical interaction as much as possible in all settings, that everyone continues to comply with the existing public health measures. To learn more about COVID-19 vaccines and current public health measures and requirements, visit smdhu.org/COVID-19.